Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, looks like another hot day where we're going to have heat indices over 100 and temperatures pretty hot again. What do you want to tell people about there?
Yeah, once again, we have a heat advisory in effect for much of central Indiana. The heat advisory area is essentially, say, from about Rockville through Greens,
That's good. Go ahead.
The heat advisory area is essentially from Rockville to Greencastle over towards Shelbyville and Greensburg and Point South. So it does include Greenwood in Johnson County, but right now it doesn't include Indianapolis. But, you know, that's not really the whole point of the story. The point of the story, it's going to be pretty hot out there today. We'll see heat indices anywhere between 100 and 110 degrees out there, and it will be quite warm and quite humid. So if you're going to be outside today, you're going to want to make sure you take a drink of some extra water, take frequent breaks in the shade or air conditioning if you can, and just be careful out there.
How long does this advisory last? Is it 1 to 9 again, or what's the timeline on that?
Yes, essentially the advisory is in effect through the day and will be ending around 9 p.m.
And also, too, another chance for severe storms that we could see. What do you guys know so far there?
Yeah, there is a slight risk for severe thunderstorms once again today. The main risk area is essentially along I-70 and points southward. It does include Hamilton County. It does include places like Newcastle as well. And it does include places like Lebanon and Crawfordsville as well and points south. So essentially, in those areas, the main threat from any storms that could form during the afternoon and evening hours would be damaging winds, large hail, and, of course, lightning. And, again, this time of year, lots of people are outside doing all sorts of outdoor activities. And we need to remind folks, once you hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck, and you need to end your activity and get yourself indoors.
When do you think the severe weather threat will be over?
The main severe weather threat will probably be over during the overnight period. We could see a couple different waves moving through. If you were to look at the radar across the area today, this morning you'd see some thunderstorm clusters that are up over northern Indiana and another area over Ohio with little breaks in between. Well, we're expecting that boundary to be a little bit more closer to central Indiana today, so we could see various periods of thunderstorms from time to time, and some of them could be severe. So the big window for severe thunderstorms today will really be the afternoon hours and then once again during the overnight period as well.
What advice would you give to people to dealing with the heat? I know you mentioned drinking extra water, but anything else in particular that people really need to know?
Well, if you can stay indoors in air conditioning, that's going to be the best thing that you can do. You know, that will keep you cool. Of course, drinking lots of fluids. You know, when you're outdoors in these sort of temperatures, your body is going to lose a lot of water and you can become dehydrated rather quickly. So you need to make sure that you stay hydrated. Make sure you drink lots of non-alcoholic and non-caffeinated beverages, because both of those type of beverages will actually dehydrate you. So you want to drink, you stick to your waters and anything that's non-caffeinated as well. Also, if you're outdoors, you can wear loose, lightweight fitting clothing. That'll help to keep you cool as well. And just also you want to monitor those that might be particularly susceptible to heat. And those would include people that might be a little bit older in age and also the very young who may not be drinking enough water or realize they need to be drinking enough water to keep themselves safe from the heat as well. So keep an extra eye on those folks as well. We also like to remind people, keep an eye on their pets outside. You know, they can also can become stressed from the heat as well, and try to bring them in as well. So that's another tip that you can use also.
People always say to wear light-colored clothing. Why is that?
Essentially, light-colored clothing will reflect more light and it reflects more heat. So if you think of and darker color clothing absorbs more heat and it comes hotter. If you think about it, think of a black top versus the grass today. And if you were out there walking on a black top that is black as opposed to walking on the grass and you were walking barefoot, the black top would be much hotter than, say, the grass that is green. And that's a part of that is a function of color. Because of that, that's one reason why we say to wear the loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing to help keep you a little bit cooler. It can help a little bit.
So are we still looking at like maybe Friday for a relief from the heat a little bit?
Yeah, on Friday we really have good chances for showers during the course of the day and cloudy skies, so that will prevent some of our heating. And then a cold front will be going through over the course of the day. So that's going to usher in some cooler air to arrive for the weekend, and we'll get temperatures for Saturday and then into Sunday back into just the 80s as opposed to these mid-90s and the upper 90s that we had in Indianapolis yesterday.
All right, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just stay weather aware the next couple days and stay safe out there, folks.
All right. He's meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.